Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pesach Shomer, we're beginning Simon Shin Mem Tes, and we're going to be doing Shin Mem Tes, Ifim Aleph and Bezes, page 404, Reish Bez Amud Bez. So says the Shulchan Aruch, this is going to be about Dalet Amos Perushas Rabim. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Adam Yeshlo Arba Amos Perushas Rabim, Sheachol Taltal Bem. Everybody gets up until four Amos in Rushas Rabim that he's allowed to carry things in. Umodidim Lo Ba'ama Shalo. The way we measure these four Amos is not a universal standard size Amma, it's based on his own Amma. The way one would measure an Amma is from your elbow to the top of your middle finger. That's the size of an Amma. So everyone is measured based on his own Amma, and that's how much he gets. V'im amaso ketana, and if he has short arms, nosno arba amos beinoni yoshal kaladim. Then we give him the, you know, average size Amos. Shekalachas men shisha tvachim, which we assume is six tvachim. So that would be an average Amma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is going on here? Different size Ammas for different people, and a guy has a short Amma, he gets an average Amma. What exactly are the rules over here, and what's it based on? Kol adam yeshlo, says in Mishnah Berurah, tam dechsiv shvu ish tachtav. The reason for this is because the pasuk says shvu ish tachtav vakavani yeshivas kalish biyom shabbos here kashir tachtav dainu kashir or kol gufo, that a person is entitled to the space that he occupies, and the size of a person's body is three amos tall. V'shiru chazal d'orach adam shushir tachtav havishalosh amos. The height of the average person is three amos. Va'odama k'deliv shod yadav raglav, but you also need to stretch. So when you stretch your arms all the way above your head, so then it reaches another amma. And that's the shear, that's the amount of space that you have, that you're allowed to carry things from one place to another. There is a discussion in the poskim, why are you allowed to carry less than four amos? Shouldn't that be chatzi shear? And chatzi shear is asa min haTorah. You're not allowed to eat less than a koseves hagasa on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat less than a kazayis of nevela. So how come this isn't a chatzi shear? So this is what the poskim talk about. It's a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. Different approaches to that question. But it definitely is true that it's mutter to carry less than dalet amos. Arba amos, mitzum tzamos. Arba amos. So by the way, we already saw why it would depend on the person, right? Because since the assumption is that the person has tachtav, he gets the space that he occupies. So if he's a taller person, he gets more space. Shorter person, l'chora, less space. Arba amos, mitzum tzamos. We're going to see in Sif Beis that the four amos doesn't really mean four amos, it means a little bit more than that. If this guy is very tall, so we measure the arba amos based on his own size. So his dalet amos are going to be bigger than regular people's dalet amos. But amaso katana, but what if he has a small amma? So why would it say he has a small amma? Just say that he's a short person. So the Mishmur explains, Ratzalomar shagufo benoni, means that he's an average height person. Kishar kaladam, uzroa shalo katara, means he has short arms. Mishar bin adam, his arms are shorter than average people's arms. Vim yim to do arba amos of bizroa shalo, yakzaros lefitzaruch gufo, it will turn out that if you measure the amos based on his elbow to middle finger, he's going to have not enough space to stretch out his entire body. And that what the Yabra Amos is really about is to give his body enough space. So if the guy is actually short, then we don't give him average size Amos. We give him size Amos. But if he's an average height person and he just has short arms, then we give him average size Amos. Simen Shin Sadivav. So we said the Rama added over here to look in Simen Shin Sadivav. Ratzalomar that we're going to see when it comes to measuring tchum, we are a little more generous in the measurement of the amos, whereas over here we're much more precise in the measurement of the amos. Sif beis arba amos sha'amru hein va'alachsonan. When we talk about arba amos, it means if you were to make a square around you, that's four amos due north, four amos due south, four amos due right, four amos due right, east and west. So and then you make it into a square. So then at the angles, meaning if you were to go to the corners of that square, you'd end up with more than four amos. Shenim tzashem chamish amos u'shlosh chamashim. It would turn out that you have 5.6 amos. V'yesh mishomer shemei arba amos ad chamish u'shlosh chamashim patra v'lasir. However, there are those that say that that would be an issur d'rabbanan. To carry more than four amos, less than 5.6 amos, would be an issur d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Shabrusiv Kadvav, Hain Va'alachsonan, together with the diagonal, Kolomar. Dishir Arba Amos, Hu, Hain Va'alachsonan. When we say Arba Amos, we mean at the diagonal. Sheinu Chayavelim Tiltil Kashir Shol Alachson Shal Arba Amos. And if you had a perfect 4x4 square, so how much would it be? Not 4x4, 4 Amos in each direction, a perfect 8x8 square. So from, and you're standing in the middle of it, right? So how far would the diagonal be to get to the corner of it? That's the what we mean by Arba Amos. Certainly, if you're not going due north, due south, due east, due west, then for sure you get the 5.6 Amos. But the chiddush over here is that whatever direction you're going in, you get 5.6 Amos, meaning you don't really draw a square around yourself, you draw a circle around yourself. And meaning you take that square that's 4 Amos in each direction, and you make a circle around that square, right? And that's going to be the distance that you're allowed to go. So it's 5.6 amos in whichever direction you go. The yesh mishomer, however, there's a yesh mishomer that anywhere between 4 and 5.6 amos is going to be patra avlas of cheneskim achronim, and the achronim side with the yesh mishomer, which is unusual. Normally, we don't side with the yesh mishomer. Yesh mishomer is normally we follow the first opinion and not the yesh mishomer, but the achronim say like this. Certainly carrying less than 4 amos is not a problem according to anybody, but between 4 and 5.6 it's patra velaser. Zuhi das harambam. That's the Rambam Shita. Even the Rambam would hold that if you have clarity on where your Arba Amos are, meaning you made an actual square, you're allowed to go toward the diagonals of that square. You just can't go more than 4 Amos in the direction of the straight lines of that square. The only disagreement in the Yesh Misha Omer in the first day is if you want to go straight and not on the diagonal, or you never identified what your square is till the day, and they'll be called Zeh. Because then he would say you only get the 4 amos without the alachson, without the diagonal. This whole idea that you chayiv for carrying something 5.6 amos in Rosh Hashanah is only if you had an akira, then you moved it 5.6 amos, then a hanacha. That where you placed the object down was outside of that shear. But if you put the object down on the line and some of it was inside the Dalet Amos Balachson, was inside the 5.6 Amos, you're potter. Because you haven't really fully moved the object 4 Amos away. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that everybody gets 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah, but if he's a very tall person, he gets 4 of his amos. If he's a very short person, he gets 4 of his amos. If he's an average-sized person with short arms, he gets average-sized amos. And then we said that in Sif Beis, that the 4 amos really means 5.6 amos. However, the Yesh Misha Omer said that it means that between 4 and 5.6, it's still Asr Midrabanan. And the Mishabur explained that even that Yesh Misha Omer will say that if you've clearly identified what your box is, you were allowed to go 5.6 amos at a diagonal, just not at a straight line. And then we said the Mishnah Berurah had added that if you bring an object and you place it down on the line of the end of your Dalet Amos or 5.6 Amos, where some of the object is still inside of the line, then you are you're not going to be chayiv, because it's only if you move the whole object outside of the line. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'ifim Gimel, Dalet, and maybe, hey? Yeah, something like that. We'll see. Okay. Bye, everybody.